back here. Work Insanity, workinsanity.com. Now, you may wonder where I came up with that name, and it's because I spent many years in corporate life living a life of insanity. And I say that because I was never a fit. I tell people I spent 20 years in the principal's office in corporate America because I speak my mind, and I found that, you know, that's not looked upon so fondly in corporate America. They want you to be robots, and they want you to follow their lead. And, you know, in a lot of companies, there's not a lot of room to change that. But the idea that for me was, oh, that was painful to not be able to speak my mind, because I am an entrepreneur and I have just an entrepreneur ideal in life. And, you know, there's always ways you can change things and make them better. So what I wanted to talk about today is insanity and something called repetition compulsion. So you remember maybe years ago you had some friends that kept dating the wrong people. And you kept saying to yourself, because it's easier, and I bring this up because it's easier to see our faults even in other people. So this friend of yours kept dating really jerky men. And, you know, this can be even a man could be dating the same type of woman. And why do they keep doing that? Because there's an emotional payoff in some manner. And emotional payoffs can be positive or negative. And commonly they are negative, and they take a stand of your brain says, oh, I get to believe that I'm not worthy of being cared for or attracting the right people in my life. So I keep doing the same thing over and over again. And because there's an emotional fulfillment that's very, very powerful, and it's as powerful as drugs. So we say, how do you get in this mode? Well, the first time it happens, there's an emotional payoff, and then you do it again, and the emotional payoff. And the brain says, okay, there's a pathway directly to that, and the brain is conservator of energy. So once it finds that it's able to do that easily, you keep repeating the same pattern over and over again. And this is, you know, not always just in this scenario, but it's also in drug use. It may even be as simple as you watching the same movie over and over again, because there's a payoff. And the brain likes that payoff. And the emotional center likes that payoff. So one of the things about this is that, you know, again, brain research in the last 20 years has just come leaps and bounds from what we used to know, because of, you know, being able to study the brain live without having to wait till the person dies to take their brain apart and not be able to see how the activity happens. So some of this brain imaging and all is allowed great brain research. And it used to be thought that you had to take years and years of therapy to change behavior. But what they're finding is that it's a lot easier than that. So let's use the example of you decide one day that you want to run a marathon. Now, you may be overweight, out of shape, you know, your bones are creaking, but you just have this thing in your bucket list that you want to run a marathon. And you don't need to win it. Or, you know, come in even 100th in line, you may just want to be able to complete it. So you set out to work on that and to achieve that goal. And the way that you do that is in little pieces. So obviously, what you're going to do is every day you're going to do something to change your behavior. You're going to change your diet. You're going to change your workout routine. You may even add a workout routine because you don't have one now. And you're not going to run, you know, 26 miles or even a 5K run overnight. You have to start changing it one day at a time. And then you keep repeating those patterns every day and you change your brain and you change what's easy for your brain, and that center of emotional attachment is changed. So that doesn't take years. It can take 6 months. It can take 3 months. Because once you start changing that every day and you make a conscious decision to change that, then you can change that. But again, we tend to be lazy in our brain. Our brain, you know, seeks the way of least resistance. So just like me in my corporate life, I mean, it took me 20 years to change, to get out of there, because I'd been sold that this is the way I needed to be and this is what I needed to do. And, you know, I needed to learn how to brown nose a little better. I needed to learn to keep my mouth shut. Well, every day I was showing up as somebody who wasn't me. So that doesn't do well for me as a person to be able to not be myself. And I know many other people in corporate life who go through the same thing. And you say, well, that's okay because I can go home and be myself. Really? Because you're spending one third of your life or maybe even more at your job. And how do you overcome that, again, is to start taking baby steps. Just like in the running a marathon, you're going to take baby steps and you're going to change your repetition compulsion to compulse to something else. Now, there are ways that you can change this even faster through hypnotherapy. I've seen people change quite readily because you're doing what's called a pattern interrupt in your life. In the same way, you can have different kinds of pattern interrupts that just shift your brain from the pattern that it's in. You interrupt that pattern to say there's something better out here. There's another addiction, which can be a more positive addiction. This is the same way that I talked about before with the reticular activating system and you getting stuck in a drama mode. Because the people who are attracted to drama, there's an emotional payoff for them. And it's highly, highly, highly addictive to the brain to get in that state. And so that person drives, their brain drives them to seek out those same patterns over and over and over again. And unless they consciously make the decision to want to change and seek out help to do it, and help can be in the form of, you know, like I said, a hypnotherapist, a coach, somebody that can help them shift, because they may not understand, you know, what is a pattern interrupt and how do you interrupt the pattern that the brain finds easy. Is you have to shift it to something new, find another pattern, because the brain likes those patterns. And, you know, this explains so much when you see how some people are really positive, entrepreneurs are risk takers, and they just continue to take one risk after another because the pattern is there. The pattern is in all of our brains. It's not something only drug addicts or alcoholics or drama queens find. It is in all of us. But it's your choice today what patterns you want to follow and how do you pick the patterns that help you with success. And this is why we study people who are successful, and you may have read books on success and you may have listened to people talk about success. But until you actually understand how the brain functions and how it's easy to keep doing the same pattern over and over again, and thus the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And that's what a lot of us do with work, with relationships, with alcohol or drug use, with any of those things. We are in a pattern. So I suggest that you look at yourself and see what patterns are you addicted to? And again, this is a brain pattern. It's a compulsion for your brain to continually seek out those pathways that are the least resistant to the brain. And this is why people will tell you, oh, it takes years to change it. No, it takes making a decision and taking the steps necessary to change the pattern. Taking steps to change the pattern. Those are pattern interrupts. Pattern interrupts are powerful shifters that shift your brain from one pattern to another. So patterns aren't always negative. Patterns can be really good if you look at successful people and, you know, what are their patterns? Well, their patterns are maybe their work ethic, maybe their ability to make decisions based on the criteria that they have in front of them and not agonize over making mistakes. That's a pattern. That's a compulsive pattern. Now, if you look at risk takers who jump out of airplanes and bungee jump and things like that, again, those are pattern compulsions. They are people who are seeking that next high, that next emotional connection in their brain. So see, it doesn't matter what the pattern compulsion is. The brain will seek out those patterns. And they can be patterns that were started in early childhood. This is why negative patterns are really, really addictive, because it's something that keeps repeating over a belief about yourself that you were taught in early childhood. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. All of those, which we call in the coaching world, we call them limiting beliefs. And limiting beliefs are so powerful because they are in the unconscious or subconscious. This is a pattern that your brain keeps seeking out. I'm not good enough. So you look for things to fulfill that. You look for things to keep that pattern compulsion going, because the brain feels comfortable doing that. So think of it like your pattern compulsions in your brain are like the road to work. If you drive to work every day, you take the same road. And if you're not able to shift that and say, I'm going to take a different route today because I want to change my brain, then you'll never do it. You keep taking the same route over and over and over again. Until which one day you wake up and you may change jobs, or you may get fired. And then suddenly your brain goes, I don't know what to do. You have to fill in that shift in your brain with a new pattern. So again, the patterns that we create, you know, fulfill the emotional center of the brain and take us down a path that we may not consciously want to go to, but subconsciously we don't have the power over that unless we take a conscious choice. Now, the way to do that is obviously to find something more appropriate to shift to. So it could be like the running the race. It could be pattern shifting to more positive statements about yourself, keep shifting that to change the pattern. And again, this is why, you know, for some people, affirmations work. For some, they don't, because the pattern is stronger than the affirmation, and the pattern gets the underlying pattern wins out unless you seek out some help. So think of it again like the running a race. You can't just start out and run a 5K or 26 mile race if you've never been exercising. You have to work up to that, and you do that by changing your diet, changing your exercise pattern, changing the little things in life every day. So the way to shift your pattern, if you have patterns that aren't working for you, if you seek out drama, or if you see yourself doing things that just aren't working for you, there can be a pattern for being broke. There can be a pattern for picking the wrong people in relationships. There can be patterns that are unsuccessful in each of our lives that help us to harmful behaviors. You know, why do abused women go back to the same person over and over again until which time they may get killed by that person? It's because they believe they're not worthy. And you can't just tell them, well, you're worthy, and therefore it's a pattern that's so strong in them. It's a belief system about themselves that, you know, this took years to create. It's ingrained in your brain. And if you have a way to get out, this is why coaching works, because it's a positive route to success. One of the things I've found, and I'm not a therapist, and I would never profess to tell you, if you need help, get help wherever you can find it. The idea that for me, you know, I remember studying about phobias, and the idea in therapy is that it takes 12 years to overcome a phobia. Well, why is it takes 12 years? Is it after 11 years and 11 months you suddenly wake up one day and you're a changed person? No. I overcame a phobia in about 20 minutes after my whole lifetime of a phobia. And so I know it can change, it can work in a more expedient manner, but you need to get help where you can. So don't let me tell you where the help is for you. If you have these patterns, you know, the negative self-beliefs are an emotional connection in your brain that your brain feels comfortable with. And when you try and change those patterns, unless you're a willing participant, they're not going to change. Unless you know it's imperative that you change, you're not going to change. And this is why the habits that we have continue. So I don't want to tell you how to do it so much as think about the negative patterns in your life that are holding you back, and how can you take steps to overcome them? Because that emotional fulfillment is a powerful drug in your brain. Again, get some success. It comes from changing the patterns, something called pattern interrupts, and you'll hear about those in other ways, from other people, in classes that you take. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is even doing little things like when you go in a classroom every day, if you sit in the same seat, that becomes a pattern, and it can cause you to only use part of your brain. So the challenge is, if you go sit in a different seat every time, then and you change from the left side of the room to the right side of the room to the front of the room to the back of the room and back again, what you're doing is changing the patterns in your brain. So there's very simple little things you can do. The idea is that change promotes new pathways in your brain, new emotional centers. And you want to focus on the positive ones that help you gain success in your life. So it's Ginger Black with Work Insanity, gingerblack.com. Thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it, and be sure to add some feedback. Thanks.